larger theatres.
Okay. And just one final question. I know from what you've been saying, from what I've seen from others, that the Tory part of the coalition is coming for an awful lot of criticism, and obviously with David Cameron being the Prime Minister, that's understandable. But it was a lot of the Lib Dems who broke a pledge that they signed, and Vince Cable was the guy who was one of the main architects behind this policy. So do you necessarily think it's right that the Tories are bearing the sort of major brunt of the criticism, or should it be more the Lib Dems?
I mean, I don't really care who bears the brunt of the media criticism. They're both the ones that are pushing this through. Yes, the Lib Dems lied to students. That's fine. We accept that not just Liberal Democrats, that politicians lie. I think that's sort of a general sort of a fact that, you know, now students and workers sort of generally understand. So, but it's about whose interests these people operate for. And actually, what the Tories and the Lib Dems have both shown is that the interests that they serve are the interests of people like Philip Green, who get away with millions of pounds worth of tax evasion, right? On one side. And on the other side, these same government that are letting him do that are cutting thousands from higher education budgets, thousands and millions from welfare, thousands and millions from housing, from the housing budget, and thousands and millions from healthcare. Now, we don't think that's right.
And just one final thing, are you wanting this to, well, if the your demands aren't met, are you wanting this to carry on for more days?
Yes, like we're here for the long haul. We don't think all our demands will be met. That would be a ridiculous assumption to make. But we're here for the long haul. We're here to put pressure on the university management. We're here to put pressure on on the government, and we're here to say to students, come and join us, come and sit in our occupation, discuss with us, help us, join with us and organise against these cuts, not just with other students, but with workers in the local community as well. The fight back has just begun.
Okay, Chris Marks, thank you.